Page 99. Ballot Measures. City of Vancouver. Explanatory Statement. Currently, the City Charter requires all members of the Vancouver City Council and the Mayor to be elected citywide, without regard to districts. This proposal would amend the Charter and require the City Council to appoint a districting commission to divide the city into four geographic voting districts of roughly equal population. Following the creation of these voting districts, and after a two-year transition period beginning in 2027, four city council members would be elected from the district in which they reside, and two city council members and the mayor would be elected at large in a citywide election. Statement against. Charter Amendment Number 13 attempts to fix an issue that doesn't exist. Vancouver's current at-large system has worked effectively, with council members already responding to the needs of both individual neighborhoods and the city as a whole. There is no evidence that our elected officials are unable to understand or respond to the needs of individual communities under the current system. This proposal would divide our city unnecessarily and reduce every voter's voice by limiting them to just one council district race instead of voting for all representatives. Even more troubling, the amendment does not require a council member to reside in the district they represent. Unlike other cities with district-based systems, Vancouver's proposed charter would allow a council member to move out of their district and still remain in office. This undermines the very premise of district representation. How can someone effectively advocate for a district they no longer live in? If districts are meant to strengthen geographic accountability, this proposal weakens it. Furthermore, implementing a district-based system introduces additional administrative burdens and long-term costs. Redistricting, public outreach, voter education, and the potential for legal disputes over district boundaries will all require taxpayer resources. At a time when many residents are already concerned about rising costs and government inefficiency, this measure adds more complexity without delivering clear benefits. Rather than fixing what isn't broken, Vancouver should focus on real issues that impact our community. This charter amendment falls short of meaningful reform and should be rejected by voters. Statement against and rebuttal of Statement 4, submitted by Kamal Richards, Chair. Phone 564-236-6710. Email info@cemalrichards.com. Ty Stober. Rebuttal of Statement 4. The National League of Cities does not endorse district systems. Its report only outlines governance models and trade-offs. Unlike Houston, Dallas, or San Antonio, Vancouver already offers stronger representation, with 7 times more council members per resident. Work-life balance claims are misleading. A district council member would still face the same meetings, preparation, and responsibilities as an at-large member. This proposal divides the community while providing no meaningful improvements for residents, or city government effectiveness. See pages 105 to 106 for complete text of resolution.